Okay, Simon Chinta Design, Seif, hey, we started yesterday the topic of Din Shvi'is as a Yochid, the Kehla of Malach Alpayim Amos, the 2,000 Amos beyond the four Amos that a person has got. Tonight we're going to be learning a little bit more about the concept of Kinyan Shvi'isa and about Mosul Eroim, interesting topic about Kelim and Behemoth of a person. We discussed yesterday that a person has got, not only a person has got a 2,000 Amos, but his items and his animals also got only 2,040, very precise. Amos that he can benefit from. 2,004 Amos to go on. Now I want to just use one terminology, which I think is going to be very useful for the next few weeks. It's just going to make it much easier if we use the term, because Mishnah Berurah already applies it over here. So it's the term which I'd like to use is to be koine shvisa. What does that mean to be koine shvisa? Koine literally means to acquire. Shvisa means a dwelling place. So the concept of kinyan shvisa is wherever your koine shvisa when Shabbos comes in, that's where you can go to 2,000 amos. That's where you're going to put the pin of the, what was it called? Yeah, so that the Kinyan Shvisa is the metal pin where you're poking in that you've got a 2,000 Amos around it. That's the Kinyan Shvisa. Kinyan Shvisa, that's where you are on Friday when Shabbos comes in. When Shabbos comes in, that's where you are. That's where you've got a 2,000 Amos. Now, as we said, so that's the, I'd like to use the word Kinyan Shvisa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Shulchan Aruch uses, the Gemara uses, Kinyan Shvisa. Now, because that is really literally where you acquired your dwelling place. You acquired it. Now, as we said, it's not just a person, a human being, but it's also his animals and his animals. His animals and his kelim, his utensils. What happens if you have an animal, a cow, an ox, and you're giving it to a... Remember that on Yom Tov, you can shecht animals. Now, it's very common, it was common practice to take an animal on Yom Tov to shecht it. Of course, on Shabbos you can't, but on Yom Tov, remember that you can shecht animal. So, what happens if you give an animal before Shabbos? It could be it's Yom Tov, it could be it's not Yom Tov. You give an animal to a roi, to a shepherd, before Shabbos. You give it to your shepherd. You yourself not shepherding the animals day in, day out. You're giving it to a shepherd who you don't on your behalf. Because if you've got a whole flock of... you're giving your animals to the shepherd. I want to know, where is the animal koine shvisa? Where you are koine shvisa, or where the shepherd is when Shabbos comes in? Where is the animal koine shvisa? Where the animal is. Now, the animal, the rule is, we don't go according to the animal. Because the animal has got no das. The animal is we don't go according to the animal. It's going to have to go according to somebody. And the question is going to be, does it go according to whom? According to the owner or according to the shepherd? You're going to say the shepherd. Says Shulchan Aruch, bottom line. It's a shliach, so it should go according to the shepherd. Because it's like a shliach.
I would then say go to the owner.
Ah, because the owner, because you're acting on behalf of the owner. Very good, that's the discussion. That is the discussion, bottom line. Say faith. Masol Eroi, if you pass the animal to your shepherd. I feel you even. Nosnal Eroi Yom Tov, even if you gave it on Yom Tov. Friday was Yom Tov, even if you gave it Yom Tov. It doesn't have to be Yom Tov, but it could be Yom Tov. Hariu Kiragli Eroi, it goes according to the shepherd. Because the shepherd is acting on your behalf. And when you, the owner, passed on the cow to the shepherd, your intention was, okay, wherever the animal is going to be with the Eroi, with the shepherd, that's where it's Kinyan Shvisa. So you passed on the Kinyan Shvisa, kind of, to the shepherd. Haru keragle haroi, it's like the feet of the shepherd. It goes according to the shepherd. And the 2,000 Amos are going according to the Kinyan Shvisa of the shepherd. What happens if you gave it to two shepherds? You got this massive ox. And he'd say, both of you, just take it and move it out of my sight. I don't want to see this bull now. You gave it to a... So, question is, okay, I understand. If you gave it to one shepherd, it's going to be wherever the shepherd is when Shabbos comes in. What time is Shabbos coming in this week? I don't know. Whatever. Let's say 7:30, whatever. Which is untrue, but I'm just saying. So, if wherever that shepherd is at 7:30, that's where the animal has the Kinyan Shvisa, 2,000 Amos, where the shepherd is. What happens if you give it to two shepherds, though? And one of them may be in a pub, the other one may be in a different pub. And you want to know where it's Koine Shvisa, according to this, Roye, or according to the other shepherd. So therefore, according to, because of that default complication, if you passed on your animal to two shepherds, not one, but two shepherds, forget it, we don't go according to the shepherds, because you don't know where the Koine Shvisa is. So because it goes according to the owner, because we don't know which one to go to, so it's going back to the default, which is the owner. The owner. So if you give your ox to two shepherds before Shabbos, then the ox can only go to 2,000 Amos where you are when Shabbos comes in. If you're giving your cow to one shepherd, then it's going to be the Shvisa, the 2,000 Amos are going to go according to the indeed. Second line of page 524, see, Vav, Shoel Shel Pat Petem, which is an ox which is force-fed, hugely fat, enormously fat, force-fed, massive. Okay. Shoel Shel Patom, a force-fed ox, Keraglei Mi Shelokhoi Leshochtoi Beyomtev. That's the kind of animal that is being passed on before Shabbos. It's being passed on Yom Tov. Everybody wants to shecht it. So now, it goes according to the 2,000 amas of the person who took it in order to shecht it. Because that's where it's likely to end up. Somebody's going to shecht it, so it goes according to 2,000 amas of the person who's going to shecht it. V'chinim shochtu ba'alo b'yom tov mochle psaroi. What happens if the shoichet shechted it on Yom Tov, for mocha besoy, and he sold its meat, kolechen maloikhim, everybody who purchased some of the meat, moilich manoso takes his piece, lemokim to the place where it's going to go. So, a shechted meat is going to be koine shvisa according to the person who acquired it. Because that was the intention in the first place. So the owner had in mind, okay, this ox is going to be shechted soon, I'm not going to shvisa with it now. My das is according to the people who are buying it. Whoever's going to buy it, he is going to be going to shvisa according to that person. It's going to be 2,000 amas according to the, not the vendor, but the, what's it called? Not the vendor, but the person who buys it. What's the, purchaser. Purchaser. Okay, according to the purchaser. That's the word. 2,000 amas according to the purchaser. So Steve Zayn, third line, Shoshal Roya. A average shepherd, how far does its flock, its shoyer, its ox, how does it go? It's a shepherd's own. So here it is, shoyer shel roye, the ox of a shepherd. Keragle an shoyer, so here it's got according to the city. So the meaning of that is that it's got 2,000 numbers into any direction, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. Mishnah Berurah says, "I've got you." Ches, the fisher regilan lekiach mina. It's a kind of he go 2,000 amos from the city. A shepherd's own can go 2,000 amos into from anybody in the city. Okay, we move on. Siv Ches. Kelim amiyochim de'echot me'achim. Shebevais. This is a kelim, utensils. Hamiyochodim le'echot me'achim. It's not utensils. Here kelim means clothing, garments. Okay, do you share garments with your siblings? Yeah, in your family, your kids share garments, their siblings? Same size, yeah, sometimes? Okay, so sometimes sizes vary, but if you've got, for instance, twins or something, or kids with similar heights and sizes, you may be able to share garments. Okay? So now we're talking about that kind of scenario. You've got two siblings who share garments, who could share garments, clothing, but they live in two different places. We want to know, how does it work with regards to the garments, the clothing, if it's kelim, which if it's garments that can be worn by two different people, two different siblings, and they live in two different places. So how do you define the 2,000 amas if it's something which can be worn by two? So let's see this inside, just to get the picture clear. You've got two brothers, and some of them, they can both wear it. Let's say a hat even. They can both wear it, but it belongs to one more than to the other. Kelim amiyuchodim le'echod me'achim. You've got one hat, which belongs to one brother more than to the other. Shebavais in the house. Harehem keraglov. It can go to 2,000 amas of that brother who normally uses that hat. Veshe'enu meyuchodim. But if that hat, they both wear it equally. En yucholim lo'elichom elon lemokim shekulam yucholim le'elech. If it's a hat which they both wear equally, then it can only go to the 2,000 amas, to the area they can both, the area which is overlapping. Okay, so let me explain that. Okay, the hat is, I think, a good example. Okay, you've got two brothers who share a hat. Could that be? Can we assume that one hat is shared by two brothers? Okay, they live in two different farms. And, right, I want to know now, how far can the hat go? How far can the hat go? How do you define the 2,000? Where is the hat Koine Shvisa? If it's something which I only wear, so it's going to be Koine Shvisa where I am, you get 2,000 amas for where I'm Koine Shvisa. That's clear. Okay. What happens if two people wear it though? If it's an item which is worn by two, and they happen to live in two different places, how are you going to be defining the Kinyan Shvisa of those two individuals? How would that work? So Shulchan Aruch says, if it's mainly worn by one person, you go according to that one person. But if it's equally worn by two, what are you going to do then? Can you help me out with a similar scenario than that? What would be something that belongs to two people equally? You're living in two different places. Or? Very good. Okay, very good. Excellent. You know what? You know what? Very good example. Two business partners, don't have to be brothers, very literally. Business partners. I don't know how you get on with your business partner, but let's say two business partners living in two different parts of the... And you're sharing an item such as?
Money in the bank.
Okay, let's talk something we can use on Shabbos. I was thinking about the umbrella, but also that you can't really use on Shabbos. So you've got something which you both use?
Coffee cups.
All right, let's talk about coffee cups. Let's talk about something you can wear. It's a bit easier for this scenario. Okay, you share a coat, for arguments, a tie. Okay, you share a tie in the office, you share a tie. Okay, how far can you take this tie? According to you, according to the partner? Where are the 2,000 amas of that item? Where's the Koine Shvisa? Shulchan Aruch says, Taflak, there's only Koine Shvisa in the overlapping area. So if one lives this and one lives that, and it's an overlapping area of 2,000 amas, that's the only area that you can wear that tie. Otherwise, you cannot wear it because he's got 2,000 amas, he's got 2,000 amas. He belongs to both equally. You only overlapping area, that's the only area where you can wear it. Overlapping area. What's the smallest shear? From where? Where is the Koine Shvisa? Where do you put that pin in?
So let's say we're partners, you're here and I'm there.
And how many amas are in between?
How many amas? Four amas?
Just four amas, okay, yeah.
I want to go this direction.
Yeah, you've got. So you're going to go Chumrah? Can you go 2,000 amas from you or 2,000 amas from me? It's equally both. That time belongs to you and to me equally.
So
From 2,000 for you. Okay, so that's exactly what Shulchan Aruch says, the overlapping area. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch means. It's even more extreme. It means that if you'd be 1,900 amas and one for me, then there will be 100 amas where it's Koine Shvisa, where you can actually. Okay, so that's Shivches. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned about Moshe L'Roye, if you pass the animal to a shepherd. What's the halacha about shepherd? If it's one, it goes according to the shepherd. If it's two, it goes according to the owner, yeah. If it's a force-fed animal, then it goes according to the shoychet. If it's an animal which is going to go, which is going to, shechted, yeah, you go according to the, what was the word? Not vendor, but
purchaser.
Going to the purchaser. 2,000 amas of the purchaser. We learned about, and then finally we learned about garments, which is, so if they belong to both. So if it belongs to one more than the other, it goes according to the one who has come to ownership. If it belongs to two equally, then the halacha is just the overlapping area. Do you know what? Can I just do Siftes? I realize now Siftes is also of tonight's limud. Siftes is Shnaim Shishalu Chaluk. Two that borrow a garment. Again, let's talk about a hat, a tie, a coat, a jacket. Shnaim Shishalu Chaluk. You say we're sharing a coat. You're using it in the morning. I'm using it in the afternoon. One to wear it in the morning. One to wear it. Obviously, here means afternoon. You only go according to the overlapping area. You do not have individual 2,000 amas. You only go to overlapping area. If there's over 2,000 amas in between, then you can only go. Then you cannot move its place. Only the overlap. If you've got, Rabbi said the rule is as follows. That's the key that we need to take out of this. If you've got an item which belongs to two people equally, and it's so, it will be koine shvisa only in the overlapping area. And again, the rule is, an item is not koine shvisa the way it is, but only according to its owner. Because an item doesn't have das. That's your point. An item doesn't have das. Animal doesn't have das. It cannot be koine shvisa in its own. It's going to have to be koine shvisa according to its owner. And if there's two owners, then it will go according to overlapping area. Okay, that's it for tonight. Okay, very good evening.